Hello, this is Aaron Jones, magician with another magic audio boo coming to you from Shikoku here in Japan. And today I want to talk to you about magic rehearsal space. Now I talked before in audio boo before about rehearsing magic versus practicing magic. And if you want to know about that, have a look through that. Basically what I talked about is rehearsing magic means to get dressed in your costume and your suit and do the show like you were performing it for real. And part of this is to have a regular rehearsal space. And I have two rehearsal spaces that I use, one for my close-up and one for my stage. They're very close in my same apartment here, but it's important that I have a space set up where I can go and rehearse the show. There are times I rehearse from setup to takedown, meaning that I set up the show, do the show and take it down so I know exactly how everything goes, how everything works. But to have this space, and in this space you need to have your notebook, which I talked about before, to keep notes of what you're doing. You probably want a video camera. If you use music, you want easy access to your music. And if you have a computer and you keep notes on your computer, you can do that as well. The idea is to keep a space that is your space for rehearsing so that when you go there to rehearse that you are in the mode for rehearsing your show. And it's important not only to have the rehearsal space, but along with the space to have the schedule that you do it on a regular basis to get into a good habit of doing this. If you perform a lot, then you don't need to rehearse as much. But if you're recreating a new routine and you want to fit it into the show, you really do need to rehearse it. And to have a space set aside in your house, in your apartment, and if you're traveling around, always make a special space in your hotel room to set up and rehearse the show as well. I think to use the time, turn the TV off, turn everything off that's distracting, and do it in like a show condition. If you use music, put the music show on, but don't watch TV, don't do other stuff. Just do your act and speak out loud, and hopefully nobody comes to your room. But it's a very good habit to get into, and make sure that you do have this rehearsal space. Make sure you have lots of room to move, that you can have access to your notes, and you can also get to your props, because when you do rehearsal, and you will obviously come with some new ideas, and you might need something, you might need another prop or some other kind of supplies, go so you can get to them easy, prepare it, and then keep rehearsing without distracting too much. This is simple things, but it's this kind of small details when you're rehearsing, and that get your mindset so that you can rehearse in the best ability that you can, so that when you do a real show, you're prepared for it in every circumstance. And so my tip for today, this magic audio boo, is to make sure that you have a regular rehearsal space for a close-up and for stage. If you have any comments or have any hints on how you rehearse or where you rehearse, please let us know. You can let us know here on the audio boo's comments, or if you're listening to this on my website at aaronjones.com, put a comment in below in the comment bar, or if you're listening to this on Facebook, please comment there as well. And if you want, you can also send me messages through Twitter. My Twitter handle is Aaron Jones Magic, and my Facebook handle is also Aaron Jones Magic. Until next time, have a good one, and see you next time. Janae.